Chapter 6. The Meeting in Washington. A month or two later, the alarm sounded again. This time, Karen was in front of the scanner. She went quietly with the men in white coats. But after her shower, she asked them a lot of questions about safety in the factory. They didn't answer any questions. They just got angry. They knew she was on the union committee, and they were afraid of her. All the managers knew that Karen was on the committee because she always had a notebook in her hand. In her notebook, she wrote down all the scanner alarms, every shower, and every other danger in the factory. She asked a lot of people a lot of questions and always wrote the answers in her notebook. The notebook was getting full. In September 1974, the union committee had a meeting. Everybody could see that safety at the factory was getting worse. The committee decided to write to the union leaders in Washington and ask for help. 2 days later, there was a phone call from Washington. The leaders wanted to see the union committee immediately in Washington. For Karen, this journey to Washington was a big adventure. She wanted to see the White House and all the other famous places in the first city of the USA. But she had very little free time. She spent nearly all the time at a long meeting. At first, the leaders just listened to what Karen and the others said about the factory. Their faces got more and more unhappy. Karen explained what was happening. The managers take photographs of the fuel rods to check that they are safe. But I know that they are secretly changing the negatives of the photographs. And why are they doing that? Because the photographs show that the rods are not safe. Suddenly, one of the leaders said to Karen, "Do you understand what you're saying, Miss Silkwood? The lives of many people could be in danger if you're right. Uranium is very, very dangerous." "I'm just telling you what the people in the photographic laboratory have told me," Karen said. "If this is true, the government will close your factory. Do you understand what that means? A lot of people will lose their jobs. The story will be on the front page of every newspaper." Karen looked unhappy. "Will it? We only want the managers to change a few things and to be more careful about safety." "I think it's already too late for that." After the meeting, one of the leaders stopped Karen outside in the corridor.
"Just come with me for a minute, please," he said.
He took Karen into a small room and closed the door. He didn't want anybody to hear them.
"Karen, we need proof about these negatives. Without proof, nobody will believe our story. Can you get some for us?"
"What proof do you need?"
"Someone will have to go into the photographic laboratory and steal some negatives. We need the negatives both before they change them and after they change them. Do you know where they keep the negatives?"
"Yes, I know," said Karen quietly. "But it will be very difficult. I don't work in the photographic laboratory. If one of the managers sees me there, how can I explain what I'm doing?"
"I don't know, but you'll have to think of something. We can't help you if you haven't any proof."
They were both silent for a minute.
Karen looked out of the window. It was a lovely evening. She thought of Mr. Bailey's cold smile and Susan's screams in the shower. "I'll do it," she said. "Good girl. It will be very dangerous. Nobody must know what you're doing. Not your friends on the committee. Nobody. I'll be the only person who knows. I'll phone you once a week, and you can tell me how you're getting on."
"Nobody? Can't I tell my boyfriend, Drew?" asked Karen.
"No. It could be dangerous for anybody who knows."
"I see. Okay. I'll do what I can," said Karen slowly.
"Be very, very careful. You're a brave girl. I'd like to thank you for agreeing to do this."
Karen stood up. Outside the window, the sun was still shining, but she felt cold and lonely. "Can I phone you if I need to speak to someone?"
"Of course. Anytime, day or night. This is my card with my name and phone number."
Karen took his card. She saw that his name was Pete. She looked at him once more, and then she left the room.